Now, my little mate, you love the slightly skew-if, you love the quirky.
God, yes.
I'm wanting to know whether you would love this, and I actually want the Zinc family to weigh in on this one too, 1300 891 1929. I'm talking weird things in your home.
Not okay? Spooky weird?
Well, I don't know, but there's a home listed over in the States. It's a two-bedroom home in Kentucky, and it's selling for $399,000. Now, it's advertised as peaceful, private and scenic, this home. But along with the two beds and two baths, it's got something a little more creepy involved as well.
Right.
The real estate company that have listed it, they've described this particular feature as a bonus.
Of course they would.
And I want to know what you think of it. It's actually a vault-like room, and it looks a lot like a prison cell. And so, I know.
I've got this image in my head of, you know, children being locked in a cellar from way back in the 1800s or something.
Don't take
kids.
Silence. I'm thinking like Silence of the
Lambs. Oh, God, that's even worse.
I know. But, and also, when you go onto Google Earth, it reveals that this actual room it's actually underground. Part of it's underground.
Oh, my.
Which makes it even worse. So, I mean, look. Obviously, you'd hope that this was actually built to protect it from sort of like a safe room in case of tornadoes and things like that. That's what we'll go with. Okay.
Well, it is Kentucky. They probably get a few tornadoes.
Exactly.
There.
Let's hope that it's that. But I don't know. Like, I mean, would you buy a house that had something like that in it?
You know, I would, because a safe room.
I'm not surprised.
Having seen that movie with Jodie Foster about the safe room, I mean, this one probably isn't as technically advanced, but there's something to be said about feeling even safer in your home than just locking, you know, the 10 bolts my grandfather had at his place in Sydney. If you could lock
yourself. What did you say? What did your grandfather have in Sydney?
He had about 10 bolts on his front door to stop the bandits, as he called them, from coming into the house.
Are you serious? So yeah. 10 of those major, what, with the latch across?
Oh, latches and locks and keys. So trying to get out to the outside toilet in the middle of the night was quite a terrifying event when you're a kid. You're almost trying to hold yourself, you know.
Yeah, well, but that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Well, that's not the only weird thing he had in his house. They used to have an old well running under the property that you could access from the hallway, yes. And, well,
from the hallway.
Well, my dad said it was an old well back in the day. It wasn't used, so it'd been boarded up. But when you opened it on occasion, you weren't allowed to open it because it was, you know, but on occasion when you got to have a look at it, Dad was curious, you'd get this weird and wonderful smell from there and you'd wonder what was in the cabin.
Could you, like, what, smell the dampness?
Smell damp.
Could you hear water or anything?
No, water had been diverted or something years ago, the creek that had gone through there.
So what, it was just a big hole?
A big cavern that, nothing was stored, it just was under the property, which always made me feel a bit creepy because I always thought of these bandits getting into the house that way.
That is very unusual. I tell you what, super convenient if you wanted to make a wish. Hey,
well,
just open.
Or smuggle things or keep stuff hidden from the authorities.
Or what about this? Chucking out whatever you didn't want to eat on your dinner plate. Oh, I've just got to go.
Maybe that was the weird smell all those years.
Yeah, maybe it was. A couple of dodgy lamb chops or something.
That was a weird thing in my grandfather's house in Sydney. So.
Well, look, I mean, see, I think I love little quirky spaces. You know when you go to people's houses and they've just got something really unusual? I mean, I think I would buy a house like this too. I'd make it into something like, you know, an old speakeasy room. You know, like a really cool place to hang out.
Smoke-filled, jazz music.
Yeah. I don't know. But I tell you what, well, like your grandparents, there would be some homes with some weird spaces in, you know, some weird.
And something to do with gum trees, Tanya, can explain?
Well, I'm Aboriginal, so I smoke my house. So you know how you see Aboriginal people smoking ceremonies?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I clear my house and smoke my house. Lots of people do that.
I love
that. Or you can use incense.
Yes.
You can use incense to do it.
Or the sage stick things.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
so I'm just a tightwad, and I just went out and got some gum leaves, and I'm just trying to. But I haven't had time to do that yet.
That's the unusual thing you do in your home, so I'll accept that.
How often do you smoke the house? Out of curiosity.
Look, not as often as I could. Depends on where I've been and what's been going on.
Okay.
In my life.
Okay, so if there's some sort of negative energy, is it kind of like that, that you'd smoke up the leaves.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I think when we're all out, you know, we're all out shopping and all those people come together and bring all that energy.
I'm hearing you.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's why I go home delivery.
I've just been home to Alice Springs and I've been to the cemetery there to say hello to all my family. And mm-hmm. so when I leave there, I don't want to take them home in the car. So I'm just like, get out. And then you smoke yourself.
This is really interesting.
Interesting.
I'm going to keep a couple of gum leaves in my handbag.
I reckon that'd be handy for you, Ali, to just, you know, keep the positive energy going in your house. I think it's a good idea.
Well, why not?
Don't know about
sage. In your car.
Well, on top of that, you know, because you're into the herb thing, Yamundi Brewery are looking for new beer flavours as well. So use some of that gum leaf smoke, I reckon, into a new infused flavour for them.
Tell you what, you're a wealth of information, my friend.
Have a look at our Facebook if you want to add to the different recipes they're coming up with. Thanks, Tanya, for that. That's amazing.
I love that.
Gum trees and what have you. Lee, you've got a weird one in your house. What weird room have you found back in the day?
Do you remember a funny story about a house? When I was only young, my daughter used to go out with Gary Teeny, and their family had a sugarcane farm out of Redlands in Cairns. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the farmhouse was, you know, very, very old. And their family had had it in their family for many, many years. So this must have happened probably 100 years before. But when they pulled up the lino in their house to put some new floor coverings down, they found this giant pentagram drawn onto the floor of the house. And for a giant one, there must be a lot of people coming out to that house doing black magic or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they also said they used to quite frequently see a ghost in the house as well. But, yeah, the pentagram, the giant pentagram, like, you know, a big room, was quite a surprise.
Yeah, that scares me more than ghostly.
What is a pentagram? Is that like for like a Ouija board kind of thing?
Devil worship and all that sort of thing.
It had the, you know, the stars, like they have those lines and stars that all the sort of black magic people stand around when they do, you know, that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and... Yeah, so that was quite a surprise to them, but they did always know that there was a ghost in the house. They always frequently talked about seeing that.
Yeah, I'm over ghosts. I don't need to encounter them anymore. Thank you very much.
So you're turned into a non-believer now.
No,
thank
I believe
you, Lee,
in
for
them.
That story, by the way. That was amazing.